holding on, Jackie's. You better believe I'm holding on, Queen Jackie's. Holding on, you better believe I'm holding on, holding on, you better believe I'm. Welcome to the show. This is Sisters United with none other than Queenie, and the other host, I guess, will be in shortly. Y'all know we always start the show off with a game of Would You Rather, but today we don't, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to find some new questions. How is everybody doing out there, and how do you feel about the Meghan Markle situation? You know, do you feel like the royal family is prejudiced? Do you feel like they need to be exposed? How do you feel about what they said about the baby? How the royal family was waiting to see what skin tone the baby would be and all of that. What, weigh in on it. And now people are going in on Oprah. You know, they are just, oh, they can't stand Oprah and all of this kind of stuff. Some people are saying Oprah ain't for Black people. How do you feel about what people are saying about their situation? Okay, you can weigh in. Your comments pop up on my screen. So if you got a comment, you want to weigh in. If you just want to say, hey, what's up, Queenie? Say, hey, what's up, Queenie? I'm here for you. It's all good. All right, now. Couple of things I want to mention. Now, this month, I am having a Fruit of the Spirit conference in Texas City, all right, in my church. You know, I look, our new building, all right? That's at 916 8th Avenue North. That's in Texas City, Texas, 77950, something like that. So, again, excited to be on the show today. And I want to talk about, let's start off with, I was going to wait on the Would You Rather. I see that we have some people watching. Say hello. Bottom line, I don't know who this user is, but the truth is the truth. I'm all the way with you on that. They got, listen, they got an answer to the same, listen, to God, just like we do. And I think that they put the royal family up on a pedestal. They put them up on a pedestal like they are God. And I'm going to tell you, just like everybody else, they'll be brought down. You have to be very, very careful. What position you look. The Bible say, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. So you got to be careful what you let people do. And I know people call them Queen Elizabeth, and she's been who she is forever or whatever. Hey, okay, I want, if you are commenting, please allow StreamYard to, you know, take your comments because I can't see your picture. Someone just said hello. Please drop your name so I know who I'm talking to. And the one that left that bottom line comment, please, please drop your name so I know who I'm talking to. Okay, this week has been very exciting. We're going to do the would you rather this minute. Hold on. Would you rather question. This week has been very exciting for me. People have been purchasing items from my My Gospel Soul shop. That's at shop.spreadshirt, which I'll put it on there. And been buying some. So listen, I have been creating t-shirts and all that stuff over the years. And I have some great word shirts. We have faith. We have blessed. We have all kinds of stuff. Coco Queenie, all kinds of stuff. So you need to go to my site and go shopping. How about that? Go shopping. Support Black business. Okay. All right. All right. I have. Hey, Teresa. I know that's right. Bottom line. Bottom line. Hey, Teresa. Today, you know what? Today, let me do giveaways for the beautiful women. Listen, I am a paparazzi representative, and I want to give a paparazzi gift to somebody today. I'm going to need people to participate. I'm going to need people to just comment. And guess what? One of you watching, you are going to win a beautiful paparazzi necklace. Do you hear what I'm saying? Well, it's a set. Okay, so let's look at would you rather. Would you rather? Would you rather? All right, y'all. For my first question, those of you that are watching, okay, and please share, please invite people to this live so I can give away something today. I want to give away. I want to send somebody a t-shirt off of my site. I want to send somebody a t-shirt, but I need some people to participate. I'm even going to give away for people who invite people. You know, they need to say, she invited me. Okay, so invite some people to this live. Invite, I'm going to give you an opportunity to go ahead and invite before I start asking the questions. Oh, so go ahead and share an invite. I'm gonna do the same, but I'm gonna be giving away. I'm telling you, I got today. I'm giving away a paparazzi set. Matter of fact, two paparazzi sets, and I'm sending someone a Sisters United T-shirt. So I need you to begin to invite people. When you invite people, make sure that they say so and so invited me. Because when you invite somebody, they put you in the running to win one of these fabulous prizes, okay? All right. So get to sharing. I'll give you a couple more minutes, all right? Give you a couple more minutes so you get some people into the live. In the meantime and in between time, we'll play a little commercial and we'll be right back. All right, I'm back. I'm back. Now, listen. So we have some giveaways today. I just really want everybody to participate. You don't even have to do anything for these giveaways. You just got to be on the live. I'm trying to tell you, you know. So we're going to get into the would you rather. Would you rather. And I need some participation because I don't have host on here today with me. So I need some participation, and I hope that everybody is ready to win, okay? Now, and I would you rather questions. We're going to start off with some oldie but goodies. We have shared these on here before. So I'm giving you an opportunity to participate. If you participate, if I see all this participation, you could possibly win the a paparazzi necklace set. I'm giving away two, and I'm giving away a t-shirt. All right, so let's get started with the would you rather. If you are in, if you are participating, please just send a wave, a high five, I'm in. Let me know. All right. So would you rather? Okay, question. Would you rather laugh again or never use your smartphone again? Which one? Would you rather never laugh again or never use your smartphone again? Come on, let's participate. Somebody give me an answer. Go ahead, give me an answer. I'm in it. I'm with you. You could win. Let's go. Would you rather? All right, Teresa. Okay. So would you rather, Teresa, would you rather never laugh again or never use your smartphone again? Let's see what Teresa has to say about it. Teresa says she'll never use her smartphone again. Teresa, let's see. Which one would I do? I think that, it's a hard one. You know, I don't laugh. I laugh a lot, and I like to crack jokes. Oh, that's a hard one. That's a hard one. I think that I would. Oh, my God. Never laugh again. I got so much to do on my smartphone. I don't know what God, y'all pray for me. Okay, so next question. Let's keep moving on. So, Teresa, you're on the board for you either want a tea or you want a paparazzi necklace. You'll let me know later on. All right, let's look at, would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all? Oh, that's deep. Never talked about at all. Nobody ever talks or mentions you or nobody. I'm talking about good, bad, ugly. Nobody ever says anything about you, mention you, or anything. So would you rather? Which one would you rather? Would you rather be gossiped about or never be talked about at all? All right. All right, Teresa. Okay, so which one? Weigh in. Hey, man. Let me put that on the board so people can see it on the screen. Okay, I'll ask the question again. Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all? Which one? That's right. Okay. I feel you. I know that's right. Gossip about me. God, look, you can talk about me all you want to, you know. So I'm with you too. I'm with you on that. So okay. All right, Teresa about to win. Listen. Teresa's about to get all of these. Look, Teresa, look like you about to get you're about to get all of the giveaways. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Would you rather forget who you were or forget who everyone else was? So would you rather forget who you are or were, Or would you rather? Or would you rather everyone, you forget who everyone else is? Okay, so it's kind of confused. Okay, would you forget rather forget who you are, or would you rather you forget who everyone else is? That's right, Teresa. Take every gift. Take every gift. All I want is some participation. I just want some people, the ladies, to get on here and participate with the giveaways, because I'm giving away some things today. Share it with somebody. I'm giving away for people that share the video. When you share it with somebody, I'm gonna give you something. When they get on this live and say, "Hey, Teresa told me to come on here because you giving some stuff away." That's right. I'm cool with it. I ship. It don't matter where you're at. All right. So would you rather forget who you are or forget who everybody else is? Uh-oh. Teresa hit me. Look, you hit me with the truth, for real. I am in total agreement with you. I'd rather forget. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I want to forget sometimes who I used to be. Come on. But I need that for my testimony. I need that for my testimony, you know. So, yeah, I like that. Here we go. For our next question, we're doing good. We're doing good. Would you rather face your fears or forget that you have them? Now, you know, some people take the easy route on this one. Some people take the easy route on this one.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, hey. All
Hey.
right, here we go. Okay, welcome, Rita. So,
Hi, good
we're in
morning.
our Would You Rather game, and the question is, would you rather face your fears or forget that you have them? That's the question. That's the question. Uh-oh. Let me see. Okay, what do you think, Rita? And first of all, tell us how you doing. What's going on with you? All that good stuff.
I'm good. I can't complain. Wouldn't do me no good anyhow. Just working, building, the same,
Oh, I could
striving.
barely hear you.
You can't hear me? Look,
Just
I'm
a little
using a
bit.
new device today, so I'm just having to try to set it all up. Didn't realize it until I got ready to use it, and I'm like, dang. So, can you hear me now?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? I don't know. Hold on.
Okay. Like, click out and click back in. Okay, Teresa, I see you. You listen, Teresa, don't feel bad, because in some instances, I'm a chicken too. I will not ride a roller coaster. I my height, listen, I'm scared of heights. I mean, I can go up, you know, as long as the glass is between me and, you know what I'm saying? But I got some fears now. Now, spiders. No, not spiders, tarantulas. Baby, I can't deal with no tarantulas, honey. No. Can't deal with no tarantula. Yes, I'm gonna forget. I'm gonna forget. Okay. All right, let's move on to the next question. The next question. Oh, and Teresa, make sure that you go into my inbox and drop that address so I can send you your stuff. Okay, let's look. Okay. Would you rather be okay, would you rather have a really nice car or have a huge wardrobe? I already know my answer, Teresa. I already know it. Come on, let's get some participation. Teresa is whooping all of y'all in this participation. She has already won her a paparazzi necklace that I'm going to be sending to her. Now, you still have an opportunity. You still have an opportunity to win one of these giveaways. All I need is some participation. All right, Teresa, we're on our next question. Would you rather have a very, very nice car, or would you rather have a huge wardrobe? I already know my answer on this. Because I'm going to just go ahead, you know. Teresa, what's your answer? What's your answer? You're in the running for another gift. I'm just saying. Because I'm going to give these gifts away. So go ahead and tell me what you'd rather do. I need a car because I go to. I know that's right. Well, Teresa, I was going to say, I got to have the wardrobe. You know, I have this, a nice wardrobe. It got to have about 10 muumuus, 10, 12 muumuus in it. But but I love clothes, fashion. They call, yeah, so. All right, let's go to our next one. Our next one says, would you rather hear the good news first or the bad news first? Which one would you rather hear? Would you rather hear the good news first or the bad news? All right, waiting on somebody to answer. Come on, come on. Would you rather? Let me know. Would you rather hear the good news? You're right, Teresa. Where am I going? Well, Teresa, are you in Houston? If you ain't in Houston, okay. There's plenty of ways to get around. You know, I call a Uber, Lyft, get on the Metro, you know, get my daughter to take me. You know, but I'll be fly all day long. I'll be flying the car next to my dog. You know. I'm just saying. All right, Rita is back. Let me see if I can hear you, Rita. Say something.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Rita. Yes.
Hopefully it's better.
Oh, the question is, would you rather hear the bad news first or the good news first? And Teresa says, give me the bad news. It'll make the good news seem better. You show right. All right, what you got to say about it?
I agree with her. Give me the bad news first and then the good news.
Hold on, I can't hear you. Hold on right quick. I'm having another hearing problem. It's probably not you, it's me. And I shall be back. I'm going to have to put headphones on.
Okay.
Bear with me, you beautiful people. Oh, Lord, let's see. Teresa said $10 in gas tank. Go where you want, stay as long as you want. Don't rush me. I understand. Hold on, let me see, y'all. Let me see. Hey, Rita, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear Rita now. All right. Okay, so, all right, we're going in the club with no. All right, so, yeah, okay, Teresa, I get what you're saying, Teresa. I got you. I'm gonna go with what you said. You're right. Let's take that bad news first, then the good news. Okay, Rita, I didn't hear you. Hear if you answer tonight. So tell me what you said.
Yeah, good news. The bad news first and then the good news.
And then the good news. Yeah. Because I'd rather go ahead and devastate me and then go ahead and put a band-aid on it. You know, go ahead and fix it. Because if you tell me good news and then tell me some bad news, I can't even function. Okay.
We're trying to give away a second paparazzi piece. Hold on. Oh, okay. We got some. Okay. We got some response. Hold on, y'all. We're giving away. Okay. We're giving away the second paparazzi piece. And we have some people that's trying to get on so they can win. But Teresa has the first. She got the first paparazzi piece. She working on the second. And I ain't mad at her. How about that? Not mad at her at all. Okay. So let's go to this next question. Let's go to the next question. I'm excited. We got some winners today. I'm going to announce. I already announced Teresa. She already know. It's a given. Okay. This next question. Would you rather. Would you rather. Be able to not be able to stop joking or not be able to stop being serious. You heard me? Which one, Rita? Which one?
I'm trying to think. That's a tricky question, but because if you're serious all the time, not many people like you. But if you're joking, nobody will take you serious when you are serious. So I will take being serious all the time.
You move. Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Think out. That's how I am, actually.
Okay.
Tricky question.
Okay. I'm trying to see. We got some more comments. Let's see. I want to backtrack. Lisa Tebow says she would rather face her fears so she doesn't have to keep going through that or around that mountain. That's what she said. So she would rather face her fears. That goes back to, would you rather, you know, face your fears or get rid of them? Okay. Okay. Now she said, oh, and on the next one, she said she'd rather a nice car because I usually wear the same clothes no matter how many I have. That's true. Oh, that's true. She hit me with that one. That one was serious. Okay. She'd rather hear the bad news first than the good news. I'm trying to see why her comments are not popping up on the screen. But I got it right here. Okay. So we did the would you rather. So Rita, you said you'd rather be joking all the time or serious all the time. Which one you said?
Serious all the time.
Okay. Okay, I don't even. Well, I don't even know if I could be serious all the time. That would be so hard for me.
I like to joke too, but majority of the time I'm serious. That's like actually in real life. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like I said, I like to joke around from time to time, but majority of the time, I think I've always been like most of the time serious. When everybody else be joking, so it's be like, it's just the personality thing,
huh? Well, oh my God, okay.
If you Teresa, joke,
nope.
I mean, for you, because I know people that joke all the time, and mm-hmm. It's like when I don't know when you're serious. It's like when they actually serious, nobody take them seriously. Because they're always joking. And so it's just kind of hard to decipher between the two when you're serious or when you're joking. But if you're always serious, you know, people will take you serious.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to try. I think think you're right. It's a little difficult to always be. I think it's okay. I'll be serious. I'll be serious since I got to choose. Okay. Now Teresa says, she says, I would rather not be able to stop being serious. Life isn't always a laugh. And then she put, most of the time I'm joking, but I know everything has a place and a time. Now that's true. That's true. So I guess I'll have to be serious. Since I have to choose, I'll be serious. But I just love joking and laughing, you know. But I guess I have to give it up. All right. We have a comment from Lisa Tebow. It says, I need a balance between serious and joking because it's a time for everything. Uh-oh. She said the same thing. And she also wrote, it would depend on the group. Well, with would you rather doesn't really give us choices that, you know, we can switch, you know, just so we have to choose. You have to just choose straight up. Which one would you do? Okay, so that was a wonderful game of Would You Rather. I know, Teresa, you know, you're right. So I'm Teresa, right? She told me to be myself. So I'm going to just be real about it. I'm going to be joking all the time. Nobody's going to take me serious. It's okay. It's okay. But I promise you, I'm going to enjoy my life. Gotcha. All right. So for a subject today, earlier in the show, when I started the show, I was saying that people with the Meghan Markle situation, people are upset at Oprah, they upset at Meghan, they are upset at, but through hearing Meghan and her man, right, her husband, say that they were trying to wait and see what skin color the baby was and all this kind of stuff, I just want to know, is it ever okay to treat a person who's married in the family like this? Which I already know the answer. No, it's not. But what do y'all feel about it? You know, everybody is making excuses for the royal family because they are royal, you know, that they feel like their business should be private and they should not be exposed the way Meghan is doing. So what do y'all think about it? Have you ever been in a situation with family where you were being, they were making a difference? You know, you didn't feel a part of that. And how do you feel about it? Reed, you want to say something on it?
I was going to ask, can you give a backstory? Because I've seen the story circling around Facebook, but I haven't read it, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, they started some rumor about that she was a bully. But when she had an interview with Oprah, right? And she was just, her and her husband was just telling the truth of what they were going through as a married couple and how different they have been treating his wife. And I feel like, and they were just exposed and people are upset, you know, because people put the royal family on a serious pedestal, you know, and people going crazy about it. That's all it is. Their business is exposed, racism, and all of that. So,
right. So I think. Okay. So I'm trying to catch up. So basically, the wife is not the same culture, right?
She's black.
Okay.
Yeah. Meghan Markle is black. And they were waiting to see if one of the things that was said was they were waiting to see the race of the baby. I mean, you know, what color skin tone the baby would be. It's just a racist thing that's been in there and in the royal family. It's been in there. It's just being exposed now. And people are not going to put up with it. You know.
Right. Yeah.
That's right, Teresa. But, okay, go ahead.
I was just saying, like, it's a thing when you're talking about marriage and being accepted mm-hmm. by the other family, you know, is, and like you said, everybody have issues, but they, of course, theirs is not on the forefront because they're not considered celebrities or royal. But I think, yeah, it's a situation where the other family has to be acceptive of, I mean, because once your children marry, that's it. Like, whether you choose, whether the in-laws or whatever choose to like them or not, you know, that's, I personally wouldn't want to be in a relationship where the in-laws is a problem because that'll cause conflict in your marriage. And so, being accepted by the other family would be, I would love to be a priority or whatever. I mean, I would like that to be a consideration.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm just.
Well, when I thought about the whole situation, like Teresa said, we weren't there. We don't know what's the truth or what's not the truth. But I want to talk about the, like you was talking about, the acceptance and how hard it is when someone marries into a family and that family doesn't consider you worthy enough to be a part of the family. I've been there. It's a horrible place to be, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, you know, it's a horrible place to be. A lot of people are dealing with this today, you know, and like I say, it's difficult. It's hard on the marriage. It's hard on the children. And I think that we need to be more loving towards one another. You know, if my son, whoever my son decides to love, that's his business, you know. My personal, see, because sometimes we step out of order. My personal option for who I want him to be with is ridiculous. He has to choose. They have to choose each other. And I think that a lot of times in marriage, when the children don't stand up for themselves, the grown adult child does not stand up for themselves, it puts the parents get in an unhealthy relationship with your spouse. So you have to be the one to say, hey, mom, right. I love her. Hey, dad, hey, mom, I love her or I love him. And this is what it is. And sadly, this breaks up a lot of families. A lot of grandmothers don't get to spend time with their grandchildren because they can't put aside their feelings and their opinions and show love. They can't do it, you know. So I pray for a lot of relationships that are dealing with what they call in-laws from hell and all this kind of stuff, because you don't know what kind of toll is taken on that woman or that man that's in this relationship.
I think it's, I agree to the point of because I was just saying this the other day, that the person that has the parent that won't allow or accept the spouse, you have mm-hmm. to stand up. Like, you know, you have to stand up because otherwise you'll make your spouse feel insecure.
Because, that's right.
You know, my thing is, if I marry you and your parents doesn't like me or choose to not like me, and then because eventually it's going to call a conflict between me and you because you having to choose. If, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to have to choose between you and my father. I'm going to have to, you know, and I mean, that's a hard place. That's a hard place to be in because my father don't like you or whatever the case may be, or he feels I'm too good for you. And see, the thing is, like you said, parents have to get out of that. Whoever your child chooses to be with in a relationship or be married to, that's their choice. And I know parents want to choose who, I mean, you just can't choose your children's relationship. I mean, you can give them advice. You can try to guide them along the way or whatever. But as far as choosing who they want to be with, it's between.
It's their ridiculous. Choice. It's their choice.
They may not be the greatest person for them or what you consider, but if that's who they choose to love, if that's who they choose to marry, and even if we want to go, even we want to go biblical, it said to leave your mother and your father and to cleave to your wife, you know, or your spouse or whatever. So in that sense, that means you have to put aside your parents' choices or whatever, and to pursue or stand up for who you love. I mean, that's just the bottom line to it. So yeah, it's a crazy situation to be in.
And I did just miss all that.
I know. No, I was just saying, it's a crazy situation to be in, and how the Bible says you got to leave your mother and father and cleave to your wife
and
or, you know, your spouse or whatever. You have to leave them. And yes, mom, dad, I love you, but at the end of the day, this is my husband or this is my wife, and this is who I choose to spend the rest of my life with. At this point, they don't really go above your parents, but they kind of sort of do to an extent, because it's like, okay, this is who I choose to spend the rest of my life with. Whether you love it, like it, or not, this is who I choose. And it would give that other, your spouse, some security, because he'll see...
Some security!
He'll see that you're standing up for him or her. Because, I mean, it's basically... Because if you make the choices, then they're dominating your relationship. So all your ideas, all your choices are going to be based on what your parents want. So if you say, then if your parents say, hey, I need you over here, your husband saying, hey, I need you over here, who are you going to choose? Like, well, dad, and you want to please both people, but
yeah, the crazy thing is, let's we're going to get biblical, right? Just real deep into it. Okay, so we got Adam and Eve, right? There was no parents. There was only Adam and Eve. When God, when he told Adam to leave his father and his mother, there were no parents, okay? But it's like God knew that this would be a big problem in relationships, because some parents don't know how to let go. Some parents are in a unhealthy relationship with their children, okay? So it's not fair to the spouse, you know, to have to compete, you know, with a parent. It's not fair. And sometimes the conversation is not had, especially if you got a mama's boy or you got a daddy's girl, you know, it tends to, like you say, it tends to challenge each relationship, but there's two different relationships, and we have to make sure we stay in our place in these relationships. Okay. Let me testify. Y'all know I always got to testify. I love it. I got married at 21, right? My daddy told me, don't you get married. Don't do it. He ain't, you know. I did it anyway because I was in love, you know. I thought. So anyway, so I met his mother. His mother, she got to come over and meet my people. His people lived in a very nice neighborhood. I lived in South Park. It's a nice neighborhood, but it wasn't up to their standard, right? So she down talked me, my family, you know, she talked to me crazy, you know, you ought to be glad somebody wants you. You know, when he wasn't around, she'd say this kind of stuff. But what it was doing was ripping me and him apart, because here I go telling him, hey, your mama, blah, 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 blah. He'll tell me, don't talk about my mama, blah, 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 you know. And she just sitting back watching it all happen. She just watching it, you know. And it ripped a marriage apart. I mean, on top of the stuff he was doing, let's just be real. But we have to move out the way and let everybody's gonna have a testimony. If that marriage don't work, don't let it be because you got in the middle of it. You know, if it don't work, if it ain't right, God will stop it, or he'll let them go through it. It's not your business. We really want it to be our business. I heard a woman of God stand up and say she ain't gonna let no any kind of woman get a hold of her son because he got a destiny. What if his destiny is to marry somebody you don't like? You know, what if his destiny is tied into this woman that you don't like? Now you done stepped into God's business and ruined something. And guess what? God gonna deal with you. Ain't that what Rebecca did? Rebecca got in God's business and decided, hey, I don't want Esau to get the blessing. I want Jacob to get the blessing. So, you know, we have to stay in order and in line with what God says. It's not our business to be in our children's relationships, well, their marriage relationships. Sometimes you got to step in there. I ain't gonna lie. When they just dating and this girl running them through the mud or this dude doing, you got to step in. But when they get married, my God, you got to pray. Get on about your business. Pray the blessings and miracles of God over their union. You got to be a mother. You got to be a mother that. Oh, I like this comment. Let me put it on the screen. She put, Lord, if you don't hold my tongue, hold my hand. I got to pray all the time. My soul is saved, but me and God is working on the rest of me. Amen. Amen. I mean, we do it because we feel sometimes as parents, we feel like we got the right to say whatever we want to say because we are the parent and you are the child. But you be careful and mess with God's business. You're going to be in a world of trouble. I'm just saying. Be careful what you say. Want to say something else, Rita?
Yep, I agree. Now, I know you just said about the relationships. I know relationships and marriage is two different levels in life. But on relationships also, to me, sometimes even if they're not married, they're not kids, but they could be, you know, young adults. Half the time, they're going to do what they want to do anyway, even if you offer the advice. So it's like you may not like the person they're dating. But sometimes some people has to go through the ringer to finally understand that, hey, this person is not for you. And sadly, you hate to see people go through that you love. But if they keep choosing a certain type of people, then, you know, you only can step in, like you said, as a parent or as someone that love you for real or have your best interest at heart. You can offer the advice to say, okay, look, I believe you can do better than that. Or, you know, this is not the greatest person for you. You know, you have to understand who you are. You can give all of that advice at the same time, but at the end of the day, they have to choose. If they choose somebody beating them across their head, then it's like, man, like you don't like it. But at the end of the day, you can go to the pits of hell for a person, and you get them out the situation. Boom,
they gonna go back in
like,
it.
Look, I'm done. Like I'm done because, like I said,
but you know what? You
have to choose.
Has to choose. You know what? You're so right. You know, because my husband would tell me all the time, you ain't going to say nothing. I say, no, I'm good. I talk to the Lord about it. I'm good. Because I tell him, I said, I done been through so much in relationships, in marriage, till I learned the hard way. You know, mind your business. Because if it's God's business, if God say, hey, that's my business, you got to get out of the way. You know, because sometimes I'd be crying. Let me go back to when my mama was trying to get me out of the situation. My mama would show up. She'd be crying and all this. And I was so razzle dazzled by my husband. I was like, oh, mama, you know, I understand. You know, I was like in one of them Lifetime movies. She would show up and she'd say, girl, this ain't right. This ain't. Yeah. OK. And so I walked through it. I walked through it and I walked through it by myself because my mama couldn't keep coming trying to rescue me out of it. She started praying. You know what I'm saying? And when a mama started praying, that thing either gonna straighten out or it's going to end. That's just the way it is. When you give it to God, you got to trust God with it. You know, and my mama did. She got on out the way, and I just was going and came out of the marriage, you know, with some issues. I'm going to put it like that. And so now my children are grown. And my husband asked stuff. I'd be like, hey, God got them. I pray over them. I say, Lord, you know, they're going to come out with a testimony. Some testimonies you don't want your children to have. But guess what? Like you said, Rita, they're going to go through it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. I don't care if you do an intervention, a kumbaya moment. They're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, that's true. Like you said, and that's just not, you know, in children. That's just with anybody.
Anybody.
You know, you can offer all the advice you want, and people are going to do what they want to do at the end of the day. And, you know, and so like you said, are you going to say something? Your husband be like, are you going to say something? No. Why? Because I'm wasting my time and I'm wasting my voice when they're tired.
That's right.
When they're tired of whatever's going on, or, you know, then they'll move on or whatever.
They'll move on.
They, like you said, in relationships and marriage, it's like you have to, you know, make your spouse feel secure. And, you know, I would want to be in a relationship where I'm not accepted by the family. Because at the end of the day, I marry you, I'm family.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
That's not an option. Now, if you don't, your family don't like me, that, you know, that will cause a problem. Because you still have to deal with your family. And then if they don't like me, and then you having to come home to me, they probably been feeding your ear all kind of stuff. And it's just like,
all kind of stuff.
We got a problem because your mom or your daddy don't like me as it is for whatever reason. And then, you know, when you go around family, like you're not going to stop talking to your parents. You know, that's kind of a hard decision to do. So then it's like you'll bring all that insecurity or all that baggage home. And then you have to be able to have to recoup or whatever. So, yeah, it's crazy being in those type of situations. And that's why you have to always pray and ask God to lead and guide you on who to marry. And you have to make that as a consideration. Like, you have to look at the whole big picture versus just, oh, I'm in love with this person. Look at the bigger picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you actually get married, go to counseling, make sure the family accept you, make sure the family, because if not, in the long run, it's, yeah, you in love, but then what about them days you don't love him or her? You love him.
Yeah,
what about them days you don't like him or her? So then the enemy gonna be feeding you all of this other stuff that has already been trying to download.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say this, you know, everybody not gonna like you. I'ma just be real. I don't care what family you go into. Everybody in that family is not gonna like you. But why would you, if that's who God said you're supposed to be with, you can't pay attention to what family's saying. I'ma just be honest. I'ma be honest with you. You cannot, because we want the picture perfect. We want to believe that we can find a family that they gonna love us. And then what if the husband ain't right? You know what I'm saying? You know, so I think that we should always pray and ask God to send us that right person. Right. Now I want to flip it real quick, because I want to go back to talking about family and your business. And this is one thing. Listen. If you mad at your husband, don't tell your mama. Don't tell your sisters. Don't tell your best friend. Don't go over and chop it up with your best friend. Because guess what? You're going to go home. You're going to look into his eyes. And you're going to love him. But guess what you just did? You just went to your friend. Your friend's still mad, right? You done forgot all about it. Girl, I'm all right. She's still mad. Your mama is, she got in her head, this, you know, this, it. because you decided to open up the doors of your marriage and share your business. You cannot, you have to go find some stranger, some pastor or counselor, you know what I'm saying? But not a family member, not a family member, you know, because family, listen, once family know that somebody oh, he said this, oh, he told me he was going to do this. Everybody say something when they get mad. Oh, because they trying to hurt you and you trying to hurt them. You going to go and tell your people that love you, the ones that get on your side, what a person did to you just because you want a whole cheerleading section on your side. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Well, hey. Yep, you have to make sure you choose properly.
Okay, so let me tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is, yeah, I blinked out and came back. Listen, what's going to happen is you're going to cause some rifts within the family. You know, you're going to cause some problems. And when you done made up with that person, other people still mad. And when you go, oh, we going to the family cookout. We're going to the family cookout. But everybody remembers what you ran over there and told them in a fit of rage. So you over there, why everybody acting funny? They acting funny because you opened up the doors of your relationship and told people your business, okay? Be careful what you say to other people about your spouse, about your mate. Even in a relationship, you know, you might not be married. You still want to be careful what you tell people, okay? I'm just saying. Now, if he putting hands on you, you need to tell somebody. Can we just talk about that right quick? If he is abusive and you having a hard time getting away from him and staying away from him, you need to tell some. You really, I'm a dial 911. You tell me, I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm gonna file a report. I'm just telling. That's how it's gonna go. Okay, right. Rita, we're gonna wrap this thing up. I want to announce my winners after you. You got something else you want to say?
No, I just agree with everything. So, like I said, we have to choose wisely, choose relationship wisely, choose your spouse wisely, making sure they're God-given. That's number one. So you won't be going through the ringer all the time. So yeah, I would just say marriage 101, relationship 101 today. So, yeah, we have to definitely take heed and be careful who we marry, not just be, just jump to marriage, because it's a long-term thing. I mean, supposed to be a long-term thing.
Supposed to be.
Let me make that clear. It's supposed to be to death do us part. So
look, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah, just it's supposed to be to death do a lot us of, part. But
look, a lot of folks don't mind getting married because they know how to get out of it. So that's a whole nother show. Right. Listen.
That's a whole nother.
So I want to announce the winners. We had Lisa Tebow. She was playing the Would You Rather game, but her comments were not popping up. I like Teresa's comment, which the winners for today is Teresa Gorman. She is going to be winning a paparazzi necklace set. Woo! Make sure you put your address in my inbox so we can send it off. The next paparazzi set winner is, drum roll please, Lisa Tebow. Okay. Ooh. I'm talking about participated, had over 11 to 12 comments, was in it to win it. All right. So we still have the t-shirt that I want to send to someone. So I will let you all know who is the winner of the t-shirt next Wednesday. she said, give it here. Teresa Gordon said, give it here. So I'm going to have a drawing. Okay. Boom. And somebody's going to win a Sisters United t-shirt. I'm going to send it right to you. Okay. We love you. Is there anything else you want to say, Rita? Go ahead and sign off.
Hi, this is Rita. Like we were saying, make sure you choose your relationship wisely. Make sure God is first in all your decision making. And I want to say thank you guys for joining us today. We really appreciate you. We'll be here next Wednesday at 10 a.m. And have a great day.
We love you. Be careful who you attach yourself to. All right. Love you. Peace. Holding on, Jackie. You better believe I.